Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Sandeep Dayal, a seasoned marketing and strategy leader at the consulting firm Sorrenti Marketing Group. He serves as a counselor to C-suite executives and board members at global Fortune 500 companies and has helped clients build blockbuster brands and markets spanning the EU, Latin America, Asia, and the U.S. He's also co-authored articles in Marketing Management, McKinsey Quarterly, and Strategy Plus Business. His new book is Branding Between the Ears, Using Cognitive Science to Build Lasting Consumer Connections. And Mr. Dayal, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Eric, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be joining you on this podcast.
Likewise, and certainly looking forward to hearing from you per your expertise as well. So tell us, what is wrong with the old way of doing branding, and is it not simply a matter of figuring out what is different, whether it fits rationally or emotionally, about your brand and putting that in a message?
Sure. Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's not that so much that the old way of doing branding is wrong. It's just inadequate. You know, we were making a lot of guesses as we went along, and for most people, branding was all about just, you know, product differentiation. So I've got my product, you've got your product, how's my product different, and I'll make a list of those things, and we'll just, you know, call that our brand message. But, you know, branding is a lot more than that. It is kind of gets to the soul of the brand, if you will, and when you're able to do that, when you're able to get to those imperceptible non-product differentiation based attributes of the product or attach them, that's when you build some real differentiation, because that's when people can't copy your product, right? So we are now understanding so much more about brain sciences that we can understand how the human mind works a lot better than we used to. So we have to make a lot fewer guesses and be able to design brands which really appeal to people, because it is, they're designed to appeal to their minds. They're designed to work the way their minds work.
I'm sure you've jazzed up the audience with that lead-in and that information to kick things off here today. Now, tell us, how are cognitive brands different, and how do they actually work?
Sure. And cognitive brands, and this is a relatively new concept. And when I say relatively new, it's like the last 10, 15 years. These brands have been put into play. And the way that they're different, as I was mentioning earlier, is that they are designed to really work the way that your brain does. And now, how does your brain work, right? And my book is called Branding Between the Ears, and the reason that it is called that is because everything that we perceive about brands, about reality, in fact, is really processed in our minds, right between our ears. And what happens is, when you start thinking about, look, what's in the brain? Well, there are really just two things. One is you have a lifetime of experiences. Those experiences, in some form or fashion, the learnings from those experiences are recorded in your brain. So it's not an exact recording, a minute-by-minute recording of every single thing that happened to you, but it is a recording of all the learnings you've had from your lifetime. So it's your memories that are in there. And then secondly, it's your fantasies that are in there. And those are the only two things that are in your brain, your cherished memories, your harbored fantasies. So if I have a brand, the real goal of a cognitive brand becomes to somehow trigger some of those cherished memories that you have of things from the past, or be able to dial in into your fantasies, because when they do, those are the kinds of things that register with you.
Now, you also talk about brands with empathy and brands with values in your book. What are these, and why do brands need to have empathy or values, and what does that have to do with one's products, features, and differences?
Right. And that's a great question, because, you know, if you go to a traditional branding book, so if you were in business school and you learned branding there, you will not find those terms in there, like the brand with empathy or brand with values. And those are two different things which are very much part of, if you will, the cognitive branding syllabus. And let me take, for example, you know, brands with values. And, you know, whether you agree or disagree with this, but you had the whole Colin Kaepernick incident, right, where he kneeled, and then there were, you know, some people that were against it, some people were for it. But there was this whole question around what are your values and where you are on this whole Black Lives Matter thing. And if you look at what Nike did, because Colin Kaepernick was the spokesperson for Nike. So instead of actually shying away from that controversy, they actually took Colin Kaepernick's face and put it, you know, on a big billboard right on Times Square. And you had this black and white billboard with his face on it, and basically it just said, believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. So here's a brand that Nike essentially here, it became a brand with value. And notice in all of this, they're not talking about their shoes at all. They're indirectly maybe talking about their brand, which is, you know, the brand is used by people who have deep-set beliefs that, you know, deep-set confidence in themselves, deep-set beliefs in themselves, and they do, and they're exceptional people that do what they do, right? So that was one example. Now, your other example or your other question around what is a brand with empathy, a brand with empathy is a little different from a brand with values. The values one is really a brand saying, I share in the same values that you have. An empathy brand is one that says that, look, I can feel what you feel, right? So I'm sort of connected to you. So this is when we have social chemistry with people. We are able to say, look, you know, I feel like this person gets me. And that's what a brand with empathy has to do. It has to make people feel like that the brand gets them and understands what they are. So, you know, you had, for example, a women's hygiene product Always, and so these are the sanitary napkins, and they came up with this whole campaign around Like a Girl, right? And what they showed was that, you know, people always made fun of women, if you will, that, hey, you know, you throw like a girl, or you act like a girl, you're emotional like a girl, or whatever. And that was a way of putting women down. But they came up with this whole campaign around Like a Girl, in which they actually celebrated the things that women do. And now, again, that has nothing to do with sanitary napkins, if you will, but nonetheless, it's sort of tied into the angst that women feel at being put down when people say, hey, you know, you're doing things like a girl. So they were able to connect and use that connection that they had with women to make that a leading brand in the category. So, you know, those are two very different things, brands with values, brands with empathy, and they're also different in that you won't find those definitions in traditional branding books.
I certainly do appreciate the insight and information shared so far. This is absolutely tremendous today. We're joined by Sandeep Dayal, a seasoned marketing and strategy leader at the consulting firm Sorrenti Marketing Group. His new book is Branding Between the Ears, Using Cognitive Science to Build Lasting Consumer Connections, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, most people argue that given the number of brands that are out there, the clutter of messages, consumer attention spans are shorter, and branding messaging needs to be short and sweet. How come they say that consumer attention spans are not getting shorter?
Right, right. Look, so I think the first part of that statement is correct, which is that there's a lot of clutter out there. You know, there are a lot of brands out there, a lot of products out there, each, you know, shouting out their message. So, you know, that can certainly be confusing. But that doesn't mean the message to the marketers has, so marketers have sort of taken away from that and said, oh, since I'm only going to have people's attention span for a very short time, or I'm dividing it with so many brands, I need to just shorten my messages. And so people have started doing commercials that are just, you know, 15 seconds long. The standard commercial on television used to be 30 seconds. Now a lot of people do 15 seconds. On the internet, they may even do something like a video commercial online, which is only 5 seconds. So marketers went in that direction of, I need to make this shorter and shorter. But, you know, just think about it, you know. What if you looked away? What if you sneezed, right? You know, you wouldn't notice something that happened in those 5 seconds. What about you? What if you were thinking about something else? So really the issue is not that. And I make the point in the book that, in fact, there is such a thing as a conscious attention span and a subconscious attention span. And the subconscious attention spans can actually be very long, you know, sometimes lasting not just a few seconds, but entire days and months and so on. And let me give you an example. This is something that, you know, we've all gone through, which is that we all have these epiphanies from time to time. We have these aha moments, right? There might be something that's bothering you, something that you've been thinking about, some problem you've been working on, and you just can't figure it out. And then suddenly one day you wake up in the morning and, you know, there it is. The answer is right there in front of you, even though you weren't thinking about it. In fact, you were sleeping. In other cases, you might be just taking a shower, and then you, you know, come out of the shower, and suddenly you know the answer. So you have to ask yourself, well, how the heck does that happen? You know, how come I suddenly have an answer to a complex problem, which I wasn't even thinking about? But that is where your mind actually continues to process information subconsciously. So while you're awake, you know, everything is just going in. You're sort of walking around, you're seeing things, you're smelling things, you're tasting things. All that information is just going around. And even with brands, all the information that they're giving is just sort of going into your head, and then it gets sorted out later. And so you may process it later because your attention spans are pretty much longer that way. So that's an important thing that people must keep in mind. The second thing I would say about attention spans is not that they are short or long. It's more that what is the brand doing to actually get people's attention, right? How do you get to be noticed? And you have to be a little different. You know, you have to be a little different in a surprising sort of way sometimes to grab people's attention. Sometimes it might be a particular music you use. Sometimes it might be a particular story you tell. Sometimes it might be the colors you use. There are different ways in which the brain will pay attention to you. But the length of attention is not the problem. Look, you and I both, we'll go watch movies. You'll watch Terminator, you'll watch Forrest Gump and so on. Hey, that requires 2 hours of attention span, and you give it, right? So the issue is, how do you get people's attention becomes, get it and then also keep it? You know, that becomes the bigger issue.
Yeah, for sure on that. Now, how should brands think about becoming experiential brands, and is this the same as sensory branding?
It is. Sensory branding is a part of experiential brands, but it is not everything in experiential brands. So the sensory branding piece is the part that says that, look, for every brand, it's not just the message that you see in the billboard that makes the difference, right? It is all the sensory experience. If you take the 5 human senses, you know, what we see, what we taste, what we smell, all of those things go into play. And the more senses that you use in executing your brand experience, the stronger and more immersive the brand experience becomes. So look, I live in Chicago, and Michigan Avenue is, you know, the street where all the fashion brands are, you know, the Tiffany's, the Cartier's and so on, right? And when you're walking down, Michigan Avenue, you know, you can sort of spot the Burberry store from, you know, half a mile away because it's so distinctive. It has the black and brown tartan stripes that we associate with the Burberry brand all over the store. So it's like a big box with all these Burberry, specific branded tartan stripes. And then when you go into the store, you know, there are the colors that they use on the walls, on the pillars, and so on, are designed to be compatible with their brand colors. The smell that they have has been piped in by these special Zaludi machines, which will have a different smell in autumn, different smell in winter, but everything is so subtle, but at the same time is very much a signature, you know, for their brand, so that visually, from a olfactory perspective, you know, all of the, and the way that their fabric will feel, so from a touch and sensory perspective, all of those things are carefully coordinated to be a signature of their brands. And when you do, then you become such a strong and memorable brand like Burberry is all around the world. And so that's one piece of it. Those are the sensory. So when, you know, what I tell my clients is that when you're writing your brand brief, you know, everybody writes a brand brief for the agency around the commercials that they need to do, around the print ads they need to do. But I said, write that brand brief around every human sense, every one of the five human senses, so that you can be very, you can design these immersive experiences. So yes, absolutely. Sensory branding is a key part of building experiential brands, but not the only part.
Really appreciate your perspective and approach here, and really is most helpful as well. One last question for you here. Most people say that in the world increasing competition and technology, consumers have more power, but you say that marketers have increasing power given their knowledge of how consumers' brains work. What are the implications for ethics and how marketers should behave? Let's wrap things up with your response to that.
Right. Another terrific question. And I always say that if people are asking the question that you just asked, Eric, you know, that's a big step, because sometimes people forget to ask that question and then they get into all kinds of trouble. So it is, you know, so both things are going on, which is on one hand, consumers are getting more control because, you know, they're on the web. They can see reviews done by other consumers and users of the brands. So in that sense, and they get lots more information. They don't have to wait for a marketer to give them information. There's all kinds of information that has been put by their peers on the internet. So in that sense, consumers do have more information and they have more control in that sense. On the other hand, what is happening is that with all of the precision that we are getting around how the human mind works, you know, because there's a lot of research going on in behavioral economics, in cognitive psychology, in anthropology, in linguistics, you know, so you take all of these different fields and they're all beginning to get a much more precision scan or x-ray of, you know, how to design and how to motivate and how to influence human behavior by having a better understanding of their mind. So in that sense, every day marketers are getting much more smarter about how to manipulate, if you will, consumers. But just because they can doesn't mean that they should, right? And that's the question of ethics. And in my books, I give you three principles. I give people three principles. So one is the canonical imperative, which is, it just basically says, you know, do unto others as you would they do unto you, right? And that's, we all understand that. The second one is a categorical imperative, which comes from the German philosopher Immanuel Kant. And it basically says, don't do something that, if it is something that everybody else also started doing, would be a bad thing for society, don't do it. And then the third one is just the sunshine imperative, which is don't do anything which, if it ended up becoming a story on the first page of New York Times, that you would feel embarrassed and wish that you hadn't done it. So if you take those three questions or those three imperatives, the canonical, the categorical, and the sunshine, you'll come out ahead every time and do the right thing.
Well, I got to tell you, Mr. Dayal, I have really appreciated your visit with us and your style and your method and approach to marketing. And of course, you are the author of the book, Branding Between the Ears. Where can listeners pick up the book and get more information on yourself?
Certainly. So they can go to my author page, which is sandeepdayal.com, which is S-A-N-D-E-E as in Edward P. Patrick, Dayal, D-A-Y-A-L, sandeepdayal.com. So they'll find my information about my book there, and they'll find information about me and my blog there, as well as I welcome people that want to join in on LinkedIn, and so they should feel free to reach out there as well.
And that sounds like a plan, and we'll include that link within the show notes of this broadcast, as we always do. Mr. Dayal, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, it was my pleasure to be joining you today. Thank you.
And you're certainly more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Sandeep Dayal, a seasoned marketing and strategy leader at the consulting firm Sorrenti Marketing Group. His new book is Branding Between the Ears, Using Cognitive Science to Build Lasting Consumer Connections. And for more details and for contact, visit sandeepdayal.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.